know me and my low sugar blood content. I'll be getting a headache in a minute, and I won't be any good to anybody.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when and where you're tuning in. This is episode 91 of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast, and I am your host, Lewis Talby Jr. Last week, my wife and I made a run for the border and were at Taco Bell. We ordered our food on one of those little kiosks because they don't provide human service anymore. I mean, the way I see it, if I am placing my order, taking my payment, printing my receipt, getting my own drink, and telling myself to have a nice day, I should be on the payroll. But my pay certainly wasn't reflected on the receipt. They still charge for service, they just don't provide it. So we placed our order and found a seat, which was easy because we were the only ones in the place. We sat down at a table that was situated as such my wife could see them preparing the food behind the counter. There was one guy that was clearly doing most of the work. He was preparing all the food and then handing it through the drive-thru. He was certainly hustling, but after about 25 minutes of watching him fill drive-thru orders, my wife said that's enough and headed for the counter. Now, my wife is a sweetheart, but me and the kids know when mama is hangry, you don't mess with her. So I just stayed seated and listened. I heard her ask nicely how much longer for our food. But the guy snapped back, "Give me a minute," to which Mama Bear said, "Oh, you've had more than a minute." Well, at this point, I got up to leave because another thing that I know is you never tick off the guy making your food at the Taco Bell. But as soon as I stood up, he threw the bag of food from the prep table to the front counter and it slid across it to my wife. I thought, well, great, now my tacos are broke, but at least we had our food. I said to the fella, "You don't have to be a jerk." But he just ignored me. We got our food and sat down, and it was actually very good. I could see my wife was still steaming a little, so I said to her, "Look, don't be mad at that guy. Look how hard he's working back there. He's probably been going like that all day, and I bet you're not the first one to complain. I certainly wouldn't want to be doing what he's doing for what he's getting paid, although I am a seasoned Taco Bell cashier now that works for free." I said, "If you want to be mad at someone, be mad at the lazy ass that's sitting home playing video games right now. At least this guy's out here trying to earn a living." I was reminded of a recent episode that I did called "You Never Walked a Mile in Their Shoes." I said to my wife, "We have no idea what that guy's going through." I agree he handled it wrong and should have never snapped at a customer. A good leader would not have tolerated that, but look around. There is no leader. That guy has zero support. As we were talking, another guy came out of the kitchen and stood right at the front door and smoked a cigarette, with his gloves still on. I thought, boy, they're not helping my case any. So I told my wife, "Tomorrow I'll send an email to the CEO. Yeah, I'm that guy. If I have a problem with a company, I go straight to the top. I don't need some customer service person offering me a free taco. I want results." So I said I'll reach out to him tomorrow, but I'm not going to rat on this guy. I'm not going to throw him under the bus. Rather, I'm going to tell him what he already knows but likely won't admit, and that is that he has a leadership problem. Now, he'll likely say it's due to the inability to hire good staff, but I can always remind him to just look next door at the Chick-fil-A. They have the secret sauce. You can go to any Chick-fil-A in this nation and you will get great service. Great human service. You won't see one of those kiosks sitting in their lobby. You will be greeted by a smiling face that says, "How may I serve you today?" So Taco Bell or no other service company can ever use the excuse that you can't find good staff. It is not a staffing problem. It's a culture problem that starts right there in the CEO's chair. I've sat in that chair, and I've also prepared food in a fast food restaurant and done every position in between. So I know what I'm talking about here. What happens is that CEOs and company execs sit around the boardroom tables and focus on financial spreadsheets. They get so focused on that bottom line that they forget what's actually driving that bottom line. If you ask any executive what their biggest asset is and they say anything other than their employees, they're wrong. And more likely than not, their business is struggling. They have forgotten about the human factor. Sorry to give away your secret sauce, Chick-fil-A, but that's it. It's the human element. We are all humans, whether you're sitting in a high-rise talking to your stockholders or cleaning the toilets. We all need to feel like what we do has value. No one wants to get out of bed every day and go to a job where they're unappreciated and feel like what they're doing doesn't matter. And in this day and age, they don't have to. Why can two fast food restaurants sit next door to each other and one be fully staffed with great customer service and the other struggle to keep the doors open? Because employees have a choice. They are going to go where they're appreciated. I'm not just calling out Taco Bell here. We see this in most service establishments across the country. And it kills me because it is so easy to fix. Call me and I would be happy to come and show you. I guarantee I can fix it anywhere and in any industry. It's that simple. But you're not going to fix it sitting in a high-rise around a boardroom table. It takes being with those boots on the ground and building a culture in which people know that what they do matters and that their lives have purpose. They need to be recognized and know that someone has their back. That's how you grow loyalty. If you have ever worked for me, with me, or I've worked for you, you know that I'm not just spouting off here. Wake up, CEOs. A few nights after our Taco Bell experience, my wife was telling our friends about it. And they said their daughter actually used to work at Taco Bell, and one night she called them in tears. Apparently, Taco Bell has some system in which you're put on a timer to fill drive-thru orders. The timer starts when someone places their order and then you hit the button to stop it when the order's complete. Their daughter was working that night by herself and getting berated by angry dining room customers waiting for their food. So that explained perfectly what this fellow was going through. This episode is not intended to throw any darts at that worker that evening, or even at Taco Bell for that matter. It's just a good case study of what we're seeing over and over in the service industry. That guy was just doing his job, trying to be a good employee and follow the rules the company gave him. Unfortunately, that's all the company gave him was a rule book. They didn't give him any resources or support or leadership. They just threw a rule book at him and said, follow this. Unfortunately, this is the same process and procedures that many companies are using today. And then they sit around their boardroom tables and scratch their head wondering why they have such a staffing problem, which is ultimately negatively impacting their bottom line. Well, I just can't say it enough. The solution is so simple, but they will never find it looking at spreadsheets sitting in a high-rise tower and having their HR people just write rule books. So here's the secret sauce, the simple answer. When you're in the service industry, you're dealing with people. And when you're dealing with people, you do a whole lot better when you go not so much by the book, but by the heart. And with that, we'll conclude another episode of the Blue Collar Executive Podcast. I hope you found some value in it, or at least found it entertaining. And thank you so much for listening.